you and great devotees like the Brahmins here and cook for you. We have a lunch after the fire sacrifice and have you all at our house for the most important sacrifice of all, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So dear Govinda Prabhu would like to introduce today's initiate.
Hare Krishna, welcome. Good morning. And this is the Vaishnava initiation ceremony of Bhakti Helena Pakarova. Pakarova means humility. So this initiation ceremony, it really does, it means humility in Czech. This initiation ceremony is about honoring, supporting, celebrating Helena for humbly dedicating herself 100% to spiritual life. That's what we're doing here. For giving herself with full commitment to her process of self-realization, according to the ancient wisdom tradition called the Vedas, giving ourselves to self-realization, to knowing who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience, this is the most auspicious, the most sublime thing we can do with our human form of life. To know who we are and to act from that position of knowledge of who we are. Who we are essentially as spiritual beings is we are servants. We are servants of the Supreme Spiritual Being, of God. This tradition, this Vedic tradition, this Vaishnav tradition, it's a monotheistic tradition, one God. One God, and God has many names. It's like we're each one person, but we have many names. Someone might call me David. Someone might call me Dr. Wolf. Someone might call me Dad. So, we all have some attractive potency, the trees, the plants, the alligator in the pond surely has some attractive potency. And we're attracted to entities with attractive potency. So what's the source of all attractiveness? That's God. God is the source of all attractiveness. And the name Krishna means all attractive, so Krishna is a name for God. Our original consciousness, our original activity, our original position is to serve God with love and devotion, to serve Krishna with love and devotion. So this initiation ceremony is it's an opportunity for Helena to officially declare her commitment to give her life to self-realization and Krishna consciousness. And she's doing that by serving her spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Just like if we want to develop expertise in anything, we learn from, we hear from, we serve a master in that field. If we want to become good at physics, we'll learn from someone who's mastered physics. If we want to learn to play a musical instrument or a sport, we'll learn from someone who's a master in that music or sport. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he's a master of spiritual life. He's a master of self-realization. He's a master of God consciousness. What's that mean? It means that his only desire is to serve Krishna. his only desire is to serve Krishna. That means that he is fully transcendental to any material desires, what's called to any material conditioning. Just like if we're tied up in ropes, if you're tied up in a rope and I'm also tied up in ropes, and I say, "Don't worry, I'll help you." Not much I can do because I'm tied up in the gunas. So spiritual life means reclaiming our original consciousness as where our desires, our activities are fully aligned with the pleasure of the Lord, fully aligned with the pleasure of Sri Krishna. And only someone who's living on that transcendental platform can cut through the knots of material conditioned life. And Srila Prabhupada is such a spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is such a spiritual master. Spiritual by definition means not material. Spiritual means not dependent on anything physical. A great spiritual master in our line, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a couplet from a poem. It says, "He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around." So, the pure devotee of Krishna, the vibration, Srila Prabhupada would say, that our association is vibrational, our association is preceptorial. It's not dependent on anything physical, it's not dependent on geography, it's not dependent on being in the same room at the same time. The vibration of the pure devotee of Krishna is fully present in that vibration. So this is an initiation ceremony, and it's part of the process of initiation. Initiation is a process. The essential element of the process is that the spiritual teacher, the spiritual master, gives transcendental knowledge into the heart of the disciple. Divyagan ride prokashito. Into the heart of the disciple. Divyagan ride prokashito. And the disciple, Bhakti Halina in this case, qualifies herself to receive that Divya Gyan, to receive that transcendental knowledge by humbly serving the Guru, the spiritual master. Anyone can practice this process coming down through this chain of pure spiritual teachers, coming down through our current link to the disciplic succession of pure spiritual teachers, Srila Prabhupada. So, anyone can practice the process and see for yourself. See the effects on the quality, see the effects on your heart, see the effects on your level of happiness. This process of bhakti yoga, the Vedic system of self-realization and developing God consciousness, it discourages blind faith. We're encouraged to apply our intelligence, study the philosophy, and do the experiment, as Bhakti Halina has been doing for more than a year, giving herself fully to self-realization and developing Krishna consciousness through humbly serving her current link to the disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada. It is said, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bharata Bhumite Horla Manushya Janmayara Janmasarta Karikara Para Upakara, that the living entity, the spirit soul, we're spiritual souls having a human experience. In the pond there's a spirit soul having an alligator experience. Spirit souls having tree experience. So we're spirit souls having a human experience. It's described Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa Natayas Chaya Karma Bhi, that human life is meant for self-realization. It's meant for realizing the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. And the spirit soul in so many species of life is traveling around the different planetary systems of the universe through different species. And one who is fortunate meets a pure devotee of God, a pure devotee of Krishna. and bhakti lata beads, and the pure devotee Guru Krishna Prasadi, by the mercy of the Guru, by the mercy of our current link to the Parampara Srila Prabhupada, he plants the seed of devotional service in our heart. And Bhakti Nalina, through her sincerity, has for more than a year been dedicatedly cultivating that seed of devotional service. Today is the first day of spring, yes? Today is the first day of spring. Was it the equinox? So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. Of seasons. So, this season itself, with the bearing of flowers, Krishna is fully represented, fully present in this season. And so, the spiritual master plants the seed of devotional service in the heart of the disciple who's open to receive. And Bhakti Nalina has rigorously been cultivating that seed of devotional service by following the principles given by Srila Prabhupada. Just today in the morning class, also yesterday, today Nalinikanta Prabhu spoke, yesterday Yashodanandan Prabhu spoke about samskar, or purificatory process. It's described in the life cycle, starting from conception. In spiritual life, even the act of conception is a conscious act. From the act of conception through the death, through the time when the spirit soul leaves the body, there's different purificatory processes called samskar. Just 2 days ago, a member of our community, I don't think she's here now, but a member of our community 2 days ago, she wrote to me, and she's been starting to chant for a few months now. She wrote to me that unexpectedly her grandfather died. And just based on what she had heard from Srila Prabhupada, she managed to be with her grandfather in the hospital in the last minutes, and she was chanting Hare Krishna in his right ear. By doing that for her grandfather, she was fulfilling the essence of all Vedic purificatory process. And that's the essence also of this purificatory process called spiritual initiation. So, again, for more than a year, Bhakti Nalina has been giving herself to this process of self-realization through chanting this, but through performing this most recommended process for self-realization in this age. It's ascribed in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, Didi Shada Shakam Nam Nam, Kali Kama Sanashanam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting this mantra means sound vibration that cleanses the heart, that delivers the mind and the consciousness from material illusion and returns us to our original consciousness. This particular mantra is the most recommended process for self-realization in this age. You don't need to trust me about that. You don't even need to trust the Vedas. You can try it for yourself. You can try to chant Hare Krishna and see the effects on your life, as Bhakti Nalina has done. So, thank you for being here today. And we get to support and celebrate Halina in her commitment to full participation, 100% participation to her spiritual life, her self-realization, her God consciousness, her Krishna consciousness, through serving her direct and current link to the disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
One more quick announcement. Our good friend Ramanya is assisting Yashodanandan today. Surprise, but another benediction for Halina on this auspicious day. I'd like to acknowledge Kristen, our friend from Sarasota, drove up here. This is her first day's experience with Krishna consciousness, and she's been going at it since 5 a.m. Now, we'll have a basket up in front of the fire yajna if you want to donate something for the priests that are offering to God on our behalf today. And now I'd like to introduce again Yashodanandan and his grace from Los Angeles.
Hare Krishna.
For those who are sitting with your backs to the deities, could you maybe sit on the side, like in two lines here? Thank you so much. You can come closer also if you like. There are spaces behind. There are spaces behind here. If some of you would like to sit behind, it's fine. So this ceremony here, as Prabhu has explained, is a dedication to Srila Prabhupada. So as every ceremony that Prabhupada conducted, every marriage ceremony, every fire sacrifice, every initiation ceremony, every temple opening ceremony, every ceremony that Prabhupada gave, he taught us to start by a purificative process called the Apavitra Mantra. So what we will do is that our priest here and myself and Elena and here, we will recite the mantra and we request Allah to repeat each word, each Sanskrit word. We will repeat it slowly and you will repeat, and then we will explain from Srila Prabhupada himself what it means. And then we will explain what is the meaning of the fire sacrifice. Interestingly, during Prabhupada's time, one of the parents of a daughter who was going to take initiation was under the mistaken impression that her daughter was going to get sacrificed into the fire. I can assure you it will not happen today. He will make sure of that. What this means is we will explain from Srila Prabhupada's own words why we do this ceremony, just like in different religious cultures, Christian culture, Jewish cultures, other cultures. They have different rituals to initiate or admit an individual or a practitioner into their system. So in our process, it's called a diksha, or first initiation. And as it was explained by Srila Prabhupada, we're going to quote, before we start the fire sacrifice, what is the meaning, why we offer oblations into the fire, why we offer the prayers, what is the meaning, so we have an understanding what we're doing. So nobody gets the impression that somebody's going to get tossed to the fire. It will not happen. Okay. So first, you kindly take the spoon in your left hand, and you're going to put water in your hand, and you're going to sip three times. After each sip, you take water in your hands and clean your hand behind you. So now please repeat. Om Apavitra 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 Va Sarva Vashtam Gato Api Va Ya Smaret Pundarika Aksham Aksham Sa Sa Vahya Vahya Abhyantarah Abhyantarah Suchihi Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Sip three times again. Om Om Apavitra
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 Va
Va
Sarva
Sarva
Vashtam
Vashtam
Gato
Gato
Api
Api
Va
Va
Ya
Ya
Smaret
Smaret
Pundarika
Pundarika
Aksham
Aksham
Sa
Sa
Vahya
Vahya
Abhyantarah
Abhyantarah
Suchi
Suchi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu.
Om Apavitra
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 Va
Va
Sarva
Sarva
Vashtam
Vashtam
Gato
Gato
Api
Api
Va
Va
Ya
Ya
Smaret
Smaret
Pundarika
Pundarika
Aksham
Aksham
Sa
Sa
Vahya
Vahya
Abhyantarah
Abhyantarah
Suchihi
Suchihi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu.
So Srila Prabhupada explains, so this initiation means purification. In this material world, we're all impure. Because we're impure, therefore death, disease, old age, and pangs of birth overcome us. Just like in disease condition we have experienced, there are so many painful conditions. Similarly, in this materialistic way of life, these symptoms, birth, death, disease, and old age, they are different kinds of miseries. The rascals, materialists, they are thinking that they are making advance, but they have no solution for these things. The solution is tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some rules and regulations to purify him. That is called tapasya. Just like in disease condition, one has to voluntarily accept the rules and regulations enforced by the physician. You should not eat this, you should not do this, you should not go out. You should take rest, you should not, you should not, you should not. So many. Similarly, if we want to purify ourselves, then four principles of purification process, namely illicit sex life and intoxication, meat eating and gambling, these four things must be given up. These four things are paraphernalia of your civilization in the Western, not only Western, Eastern, everywhere. The Kali Yuga is spreading very rapidly, and wherever the Kali Yuga is very prominent, these four items are very prominent. Unrestricted sex life, gambling and meat eating, and intoxication. When people become practiced to all this nonsense, they think, oh, what is wrong there? But it is the most abominable part of human civilization. Anyone who are indulging in these four things, they cannot imagine where he is and how he will be free from this conditional life. So this is the purificatory process. So as you are being initiated, initiation means beginning of your purificatory process. So if we are serious about purification, then we must follow these four principles if you want to be cured. This is from a lecture at Vaishnava Prabhupada, initiation lecture in San Francisco, California, on March 10th, 1968. Srila Prabhupada further explains, so this mantra, initiation, Namaha. Namaha means surrender. And who can surrender? Surrender, one who has understood the Lord, he can surrender. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Nyanavanmam Prapadyate. Chapter 7, text 19. After many, many births of cultivation of knowledge, when one is perfectly wise, at that time he surrenders. The perfection of acquiring knowledge or wisdom is to surrender. So namaha. Naha means I surrender. And what is your condition? Never mind what is that condition. Apavitra pavitrova. Apavitra means contaminated. And pavitra means liberated. So we have two conditions. Either just like we are healthy or we are diseased. There's no third condition. Crude example. Similarly, the living entities, they have two conditions. One condition is liberation, another condition is contaminated. Therefore, living entity is called marginal, in between contamination and liberation. Either a living entity can be contaminated or liberated. There is no third condition. Therefore, this mantra says, apavitra pavitrova, either contaminated or liberated, it does not matter. Om Namaha Apavitra Pavitrova Sarva Avastam. Sarva means all. Avastam means condition. In any condition, Sarva Avastam Gatopiva. In whatever condition you may be, because two conditions are there for the living entities. The living entity is in the marginal position. Either it can be in material nature or in the spiritual nature. The spiritual nature means liberation. And material nature means contamination. So in this mantra, it is said either of the condition. Never mind, either you are in material condition or in spiritual condition. Sarvavashtan gatopiva. Va means either. Yeah, anyone. Smaret. Smaret means remembers. Pundarikaksham. Pundarikaksham means whose eyes are just like lotus petal. Just like when we look at the deed, you look at their eyes, the eyes of the deed is just like a lotus petal. That means Krishna or Vishnu.
Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sa Bhakhya. Bhakhya means externally. Externally, this body, Abhyantara. Abhyantara means internally. Internally, I am spirit. Just like internally within this dress, I am internally. Externally, I am distressed. Similarly, Yasmaret Pundarikaksham. Either is in the bodily concept of life or in the spiritual concept of life. Either is contaminated or is liberated. In any condition, one remembers Krishna or Vishnu. Bhakya Abhyantaram immediately becomes purified internally and externally. This is the substance of this mantra. This is an explanation by Srila Prabhupada given in Los Angeles, California in December 1st, 1968. So this process of initiation, Srila Prabhupada has explained many times that part of this process is receiving the name of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, through the disciplic succession. And it is explained to successfully chant and get the full result, just like Dhira Govinda Prabhu was explaining, that this process is the beginning process of study and dedication unto the Acharya, the spiritual teacher, the spiritual preceptor, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada explains that in this chanting there are different offenses to be avoided. Krishna naam kare apare dera vichar, Krishna balile apare dira nahaya vikar. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, simply by Hare Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is very beneficial to chant the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because by chanting these two holy names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, one immediately becomes ecstatic, and if he then chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he becomes free of offenses. There are 10 offenses to avoid in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The first offense is to blaspheme great personalities who are engaged in distributing the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartan. One cannot distribute the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra unless he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not criticize or blaspheme a devotee who is thus engaged. Sri Padma Purana states, Satam Nindam Namna Parama Paradam Vitanute Yatakyatim Yatam Katam Iti Sahate Tadvigaraham. To blaspheme the great saintly persons who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Hare Krishna Mahantra, Maha Mantra, is the worst offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. One should not criticize a preacher of the glories of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one does so, he is an offender. The Nama Prabhu is identical with Krishna, will never tolerate such blasphemous activities, even from one who passes as a great devotee. The second Nam Aparad is described as follows. Shivasya Sri Vishnor Yaiha Guna Nama Adi Sakalam Vyabhinnam Pashyat Sakalu Hari Nama Itakkaraha. In this material world, the holy name of Vishnu is all auspicious. Vishnu's name, form, qualities and pastimes are all transcendental, absolute knowledge. Therefore, if one tries to separate the absolute personality of Godhead from his holy name, or his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, thinking them to be material, that is offensive. Similarly, to think the names of demigods such as Lord Shiva to be as good as the names of Lord Vishnu, or in other words, to think Lord Shiva and the other demigods to be other forms of God and therefore equal to Vishnu is also blasphemous. This is the second offense at the lotus feet of the Lord. The third offense at the lotus feet of the holy name, which is called Guru Avagnya, is to consider the spiritual master to be material and therefore envy his exalted position. The fourth offense, Shruti Shastra Nindanam, is to blaspheme Vedic scriptures such as the four Vedas and the Puranas. The fifth offense, Artavadaha, is to consider the glories of the holy name to be exaggerations. Similarly, the sixth offense, Harinamni Kalpanam, is to consider the holy name of the Lord to be imaginary. The seventh offense is described as follows. Namno baladyasya hi papa buddhir navidyate tasya yameri shuddhi. To think that since the Hare Krishna mantra can counteract all sinful reactions, one may therefore go on with his sinful activities and at the same time chant the Hare Krishna mantra to neutralize them is the greatest offense as the lotus feet of Harinama. The eighth offense is this stated thus. Dharma brata tyaga hutadi sarava shubakriya samyamapi pramada. It is offensive to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a religious ritualistic ceremony. Performing religious ceremonies, following vows, and practicing renunciation and sacrifice are all materialistic, auspicious activities. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra must not be compared to such materialistic religiosity. This is an offense at the lotus feet of the Lord. The ninth offense is described as follows. Ashradadane vimukhe apyashrinvati yashopadesha shivanama paradaha. It is an offense to preach the glories of the holy name among persons who have no intelligence or no faith in the subject matter. Such people should be given a chance to hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. But in the beginning, one should not be instructed about the glories of the spiritual significance of the holy name. By constantly hearing of the holy name, their hearts will be purified, and then they will be able to understand the transcendental position of the holy name. The tenth offense is as follows. Shruti pinama mahatnye yakpriti rahitu naraha aham mamadi paramo namni svapiya paradakrita. If one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name, but nevertheless continues in a materialistic concept of life, thinking I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, aham mamiti, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is an offense. This is Śrīla Prabhupāda's purport to the unrevised edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The title of the chapter is The Author Receives the Orders of Krishna and Guru, Adilila 8:24. Now, as I described earlier, we'll be starting a fire at some point. And Śrīla Prabhupāda explains what is the meaning of this fire sacrifice. The word Shipi Vishtai appears in this verse. Shipi means the flames of the sacrifice. In the sacrificial fire, if the oblations are offered into the flames, then Lord Vishnu is situated there in the forms of the flames. Therefore, Lord Vishnu is known as Shipi Vishta from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, Text 35. For those of you who have witnessed a fire sacrifice before, you will notice that after each mantra, we'll repeat the word Swaha, and I will put some ghee into the fire, and the Yajaman will also put some ghee in the fire and put some wood into the fire. So then we'll repeat the word Swaha, and many times I've been asked, well, okay, what does that mean? Śrīla Prabhupāda explains. Svaha vimanischadne ratmāyam trinajina janat pavakam pavamānam ca suchim chahuta bhajanam. The predominant deity of fire begotten his wife Svaha three children named Pavaka, Pavamana, and Suchi, who exist by eating the oblations offered to the fire of sacrifice. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. After describing the descendants of the 13 wives of Dharma, who are all daughters of Daksha, Maitreya now describes the 14th daughter of Daksha, Svaha, and her three sons. Oblations offered into the sacrificial fire are meant for the demigods. And on behalf of the demigods, the three sons of Agni and Svaha, namely Pavaka, Pavamana, and Suchi, accept the oblations. So when we will be offering the grains into the fires, these sacrificial flames not only represent Lord Vishnu, but they are carried to Lord Vishnu by the sons of the fire god. His wife Svaha has three sons, and they accept the offerings. Now, it's important to understand, although we conduct these ceremonies, I think all of you have seen in the beginning, when you came here, we didn't just start the fire sacrifice. There was a kirtan, and everybody was chanting Hare Krishna. Now, why did we do this? Prabhupada explained in his writings that in any ceremony that we conduct, these marriage ceremonies, birth ceremonies, initiation ceremonies, marriage ceremonies, and other ceremonies, we always start in the beginning and at the end by chanting the Maha Mantra. And Prabhupada explains this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that in this age of Kali, Kali is the current age that we're in, the only successful performance of yajna or sacrifice is yajna samkirtana praye. The best type of sacrifice is simply to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This yajna is offered before the form of Lord Chaitanya, as other yajnas are offered before the form of Lord Vishnu. These recommendations are found in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Moreover, this yajna performance confirms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu himself. As Lord Vishnu appeared in the Daksha Yajna long, long ago, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this age to accept our Samkirtana Yajna. Another explanation, Prabhupada says, the Brahmana's statement is that Lord Vishnu is everything. The fire, the offering, the clarified butter, the utensils, the place of sacrifice, and the kusha. Kusha is a kind of sacred grass. He is everything. In other words, everything that is engaged in this ceremony is part of offering to Krishna, and it is considered non-different than Krishna. It is confirmed that the performance of Samkirtan Yajna in this age is as good as all other yajnas in other ages. If one performs Samkirtan Yajna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there is no need to arrange elaborate paraphernalia for the prescribed sacrificial ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. In the chant of the holy names Hare and Krishna, Hare means the energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the Vishnu Tattva. Combined together, they are everything. In this age, persons are harassed by the influence of Kali Yuga and cannot arrange for all the requisite paraphernalia for performing sacrifice as recommended in the Vedas. But if one simply chants Hare Krishna, it is to be understood that he is performing all kinds of yajna. So this is from Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam 4.7.45. Prabhupada again says, according to the Vedic system, a fire sacrifice is held in order to offer oblations of ghee, grains, fruits and flowers and so on, so that Lord Vishnu may eat and be satisfied. So this is what we will be doing. So Prabhupada here briefly explains the meaning of initiation. As previously explained by Dhira Govinda Prabhu, today we will be giving the first initiation on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to this new initiate. Prabhupada says, the word Shastra refers to the scriptures, particularly the Vedic books of knowledge, the Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva. And any other books deriving knowledge from these Vedas are considered Vedic literatures. Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, and therefore it is the scripture whose instruction should be especially accepted. In this essence of all Shastras, Krishna personally advises that one give up all other duties and surrender unto him. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Bhagavad Gita 8.66. One should be initiated into following the principles of Shastra. In offering initiation, our Krishna consciousness movement asks that one come to the conclusion of Shastra by taking the advice of the supreme speaker of the Shastras, Krishna, forgetting the principles of a materialistic way of life. Therefore, the principles we advise are no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. These four types of engagement would enable an intelligent person to get free from the materialistic life and go home back to Godhead, from the Srimad Bhagavatam 6.5.20. Srila Prabhupada further explained in 1968, the meaning of this ceremony. Yes, whoever you tell the chant to, it is effective. You have heard it from me and my disciples. Similarly, I have heard it from my Guru Maharaj, and so on and on. Because you have heard it from a pure devotee of the Lord, therefore it is transmitted from you to another. Just as an aerial message is transmitted from one place to another, similarly this Guru Parampara system is working. My disciples are my agents, my representative, so by hearing it from them, you are receiving it from me. And because you are sincere soul, those who are hearing the mantra from you are receiving it in disciplic session from Lord Chaitanya and from Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, this is a letter from 1968 to Andrea Temple. Srila Prabhupada also has a beautiful explanation of how he conveys the message of initiation. Prabhupada explained, the chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it gradually establishes its supremacy above everything in the world. The devotee who chants it becomes transcendently situated in ecstasy and sometimes laughs, cries, and dances in his ecstasy. Sometimes the unintelligent put hindrances in the path of chanting this Maha Mantra. But one who is situated on the platform of Lagva Godhead chants the holy name loudly for all concerned. As a result, everyone becomes initiated in the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting and hearing the holy names of Krishna, a person can remember the forms and qualities of Krishna. The Prabhupada is nicely describing his ongoing transcendental influence. This is from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya from 1968. There are so many different quotations. One last quotation I will do before we continue the program. That Prabhupada, sometimes it is described of how we can associate with the spiritual master if one is so busy with so many activities, with jobs and engagements and so many things. Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation of this in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, purport. It is sometimes misunderstood that if one has to associate with persons engaged in devotional service, he will not be able to solve the economic problem. To answer this argument, it is described here that one has to associate with liberated persons, not directly, physically, but by understanding through philosophy and logic the problems of life. So the process of receiving this transcendental knowledge, called in Sanskrit Divyam Jnanam, this is the essence of initiation that is given by the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So now we will have a brief kirtan, and we will chant on the beads, and after that we will give Elena her name, ask some questions, and then we will start the fire sacrifice. Where is that little boy? Can he come for the program? Because it would be good, we can put him right in front, and if he likes, he can... Your mom? Yeah, you can sit with him, and you can have him. If he's not too scared, we can have him throw grains into the fire later.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give him a seat. Bring him a seat. So let's have a kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tadashati Sri Srimad is Divine Grace, Aisi Bhakti Vrinda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paribrajagacharya Shtuttarashati Sri Srimad is Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsikao Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Pupi Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mura Dham Ki Jai. Kubib Dham Ki Jai. Varka Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ki jai Yamunamayi ki jai Tulasi Devi ki jai Bhakti Devi ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Srila Radha Govinda ki jai Gopremanandi Harinayi Bola Altareshtriya Samadevote Altareshtriya Samadevote Altareshtriya Samadevote Altareshtu Shri Guru and Shri Guranga Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishishya Shunyavadi Paschacharishacharine.
So Elena, do you know the four regulatory principles? What are they?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
Very good. So how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra you chant every day?
At least 16.
Very good. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, your name is Alaini Shakti Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna.
You should notice that this initiation is being conducted according to the instructions, directive, and order of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As such, your Prabhupada's students, your Prabhupada's followers, and Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples. So you follow his instruction, associate for your god sisters and god brothers, worship Tulsi, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, chant every day, and always chant Hare Krishna. And that verse that he was reciting, Itisho Dashakam Nam Nam, try to learn that. It's very effective for preaching. Prabhupada one time told me, this is a very good verse to convince people. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at the end, the last line is Sarva Vedishu Dishyate. That the essence of all the Vedas, all the teaching of all the Vedas, the Upanishads, people studying Sanskrit for 12 years to study complex, is all contained within these 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the meaning of Sarva Vedishu Drishyate. So try to learn that. You just recite it every day, 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, you'll learn it. In your case, twice you'll know. So we can have a kirtan. Where's the kirtan? What happened to the kirtan leader? Where did she go?
He wasn't paying the banana.
Okay. Right. Great kirtan. Yes.
Could you repeat her name again?
Her name is Zalidini Shakti Devi Dasi. It means it's actually a name of Radharani. It means the internal spiritual potency of Krishna. That is indeed. You can actually look it up in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It can be a little homework, and you look up how Prabhupada explains Aladini Shakti and all the Antaranga Shakti and Bariyaranga Shakti, and Prabhupada explains like that. So I cannot explain like Prabhupada. Prabhupada explains superb explanation. Oh, can you leave the kirtan again? Come. You can resume the kirtan, and we will start the fire, and then after a few minutes, we will.
What we'll do is you'll put some chandan on the stool and we'll offer it.
Can you leave your back? Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
fire sacrifice, after each svaha, those of you that are in the front, you put some grains into the fire. We will recite it three times. And each mantra will be repeated slowly, each word. After each word, you will repeat. At the end of each mantra, we will say svaha three times and offer the oblations. For those of you that are sitting a little bit behind, please do not throw the grains all over here because it might get a little messy. So you put it in a cup, and at the end, we will all assemble and do what's called a purnahuti, the final oblation into the fire, where the two priests will stand up, will offer, and you will offer. All of those of you who have a cup, we'll put everything in. Om Ajnana Timira Andasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Sapitam
Yena
Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Makyam Dadati Svahada Antikam Svaha Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sa Advaitam Sa Abadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Krishna, Padam, Sahagana, Lalita, Shri, Vishaka, Anvitam, Cha, Swaha. Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Swaha 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 Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shesha Shunyavadi Vashatya Desha Tarine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Swaha 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 Shri Varsha Bhanavi Vipralamba,
Vipralamba,
Rasambodhi,
Rasambodhi,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Dayine,
Dayine,
Prabhave,
Prabhave,
Namaha, Swaha,
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 Madhurya,
Madhurya,
Ujjvala,
Primadya,
Primadya,
Shri,
Shri,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Shri,
Shri,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Vigrahaya,
Vigrahaya,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Astu,
Astu,
Te,
Te,
Swaha,
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Srimurtaye,
Srimurtaye,
Vinatarine,
Vinatarine,
Upanuga,
Upanuga,
Viruddha,
Viruddha,
Apa,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Dvanta,
Dvanta,
Harine,
Harine,
Swaha,
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Srimurtaye,
Srimurtaye,
Vinatarine,
Vinatarine,
Pralamba,
Vipralamba,
Rasambodhi,
Rasambodhi,
Pada,
Pada,
Ambujaya,
Ambujaya,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kishoraya,
Kishoraya,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Abhirbhava,
Abhirbhava,
Umeshvam,
Umeshvam.
Namo,
Namo,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kishoraya,
Kishoraya,
Vipralamba,
Vipralamba,
Asambhude,
Asambhude,
Adambujaya,
Adambujaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Bhakti Vinodaya,
Bhakti Vinodaya,
Sachidananda,
Sachidananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gaura Shakti,
Gaura Shakti,
Swarupaya,
Swarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Varayate,
Varayate,
Swaha,
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 Gaura,
Gaura,
Abhirbhava,
Abhirbhava,
Bhumesh,
Bhumesh,
Svam,
Svam,
Nirdeshta,
Nirdeshta,
Sajjana,
Sajjana,
Priyaha,
Priyaha,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhoma,
Sarvabhoma,
Shri,
Shri,
Jagannathaya,
Jagannathaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Pancha,
Pancha,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Tarubhya,
Tarubhya,
Cha,
Kripa,
Kripa,
Sindubhya,
Sindubhya,
Eva,
Eva,
Cha, Patitanam,
Patitanam,
Pavanibhyo,
Pavanibhyo,
Namo,
Namo,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Swaha, Swaha,
Namo,
Namo,
Maha,
Maha,
Vadanyaya, Krishna,
Krishna,
Prema,
Prema,
Pradayate,
Pradayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Namne,
Namne,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vishe,
Vishe,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Sindhu
Dina
Dina
Bandho
Bandho
Jagat
Jagat
Pate
Pate
Gopesha
Gopesha
Gopika Kanta
Gopika Kanta
Radha
Radha
Kanta
Kanta
Namo
Namo
Astute
Astute
Svaha
Gati
Man Saravasva
Pada
Ambhojo Radha
Madana
Mohano
Svaha
Agara
Simha
Asana
Stau
Srimad
Radha
Srila
Govinda
Devo
Prishta
Alibi
Sevyamano
Smarami
Svaha
Sriman,
Sriman,
Rasa,
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 Arambi,
Arambi,
Divya,
Divya,
Brinda,
Brinda,
Sriman,
Sriman,
Rasa,
Rasa,
Arambi,
Arambi,
Vamshi,
Vamshi,
Vata,
Vata,
Tata,
Tata,
Tita,
Tita,
Karshan,
Karshan,
Venu,
Venu,
Vane, Gopir,
Gopinata,
Shriye,
Astu,
Na,
Svaha,
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 Dapta,
Kanchana,
Gorangi, Adi,
Vrindavani,
Ishwari,
Vrishabhanu
Sute
Devi
Pranamami
Hari
Priye
Svaha
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 Sri
Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Advaita
Nityananda
Srivas
Adi
Gaura
Bhakta Vrinda
Svaha
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 Hare
Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Rama
Hare
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
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 Hare.
Please stand up. Take the banana to your hand. Where is that boy? Is he scared of the fire?
No.
Can you bring him? You can put the banana into the fire. Unless you want to do it on his behalf.
Now bring it up to number two.
Banana and salt here. Yeah, you can take it for him.
Yeah,
you can
put
it in
the fire.
You can put it. Wait.
Namo,
Namo
Brahmanya
Devaya
Go,
Go
Brahmana
Hitaya
Cha
Jagat,
Jagat,
Hitaya,
Hitaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
Namo,
Namo,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna